Today's passage is James 5, 19 to 20. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. We've reached the end of the book of James after a few weeks, and today is the last two verses. Since it's so short, I'll read it for us one more time. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. These verses are fairly straightforward. If you bring back a brother or sister from wandering, you'll save him or her from death. And this is consistent with the rest of James. Remember, in James 1, we read about the progression of sin, how it starts off with temptation, which transforms into desire, and it grows into sin and to death. So if a brother or sister starts heading down that path, down that progression, and develops a pattern of sin that others can see, the right thing to do is to bring that person back onto the right path. It's like seeing a friend on the beach getting ready to swim, but the water, you can see, looks super rough and really dangerous. You know, it's not going to end well if your friend continues to go with his or her plan. So it's our duty to stop him or her right then and there on the beach. Sin leads to more sin. So the best time to stop is always right away. Otherwise, there will be a multitude more, and therefore more pain. We also read about, in James, how there's two ways to live. And this is another example of that theme. A life apart from God will ultimately bear fruit that leads to selfishness and death. Whereas a life with God ultimately bears the fruit that we want. Fruit of gentleness, peace, and life. Looking back over the book of James, we have read a lot about wisdom, from taming the tongue, to not boasting about tomorrow, to not storing up earthly treasures, to name a few. There have been verses here and there about our relationships with others, like yesterday when we read about praying for one another. However, these last two verses are the most explicit about the importance of looking out for one another. And I think since it's at the end, James invites us to review all that he's written in the context of brotherhood and sisterhood, or in other words, in the context of community. Perhaps he didn't have to explicitly say it like this, since that's just how early Christians understood life with Jesus. The disciples were in a group, and the early church was huge on fellowship and having everything in common. In any case, today, we are also to think about all that wisdom that James wrote about in the context of community. Our family groups are prime examples of these two last verses in James. Especially this summer, we are trying to encourage one another to live out the words of Jesus, to put them into practice, to be doers of the word. I think all of us have realized how much easier it is to do this in community. Even something like taking a silent retreat together a few weeks ago seemed much more doable when we did it at the same time. My family group literally gathered for less than 15 minutes before and 15 minutes after over Zoom. Yet knowing others were participating in this made me want to do it more. And praying for each other before and after was powerful too. Another example is a couple days ago, we shared our worries with one another. And likewise, our prayers were very effective in helping one another to receive God's peace, to learn to trust Him more and more. I'm sure you can probably think of other personal examples where our brothers and sisters have guided us away from the path of sin to return to the path towards Jesus. Let's spend some time in prayer thanking God for how He's used those around us in this way. Let's thank God for the way that He's spoken His wisdom to us through others. In addition to thanking God for our brothers and sisters, let's also resolve to go deeper in our spiritual community. How can we be more invested in others? Is it prayer or taking a break each day to ask God who to send a quick text of encouragement to? During the past few months, it's been easier than ever to become isolated, making it even more impactful when somebody reaches out. When God's put somebody on our mind to reach out to, let's follow up right away. And how can we allow others to speak into our lives more? Maybe for that, it's the same thing, just asking God for who to start a conversation with, or asking prayer from others. We could also simply share some of the themes that God has been showing us. That's a form of both giving and receiving. So to recap from these two verses, let's pray in thanksgiving for those around us who have helped us on our journey, and let's also ask God to keep deepening our relationships with them. I'll pray for us. God, we thank you for this passage, and God, I thank you for just all the brothers and sisters you have provided us with. God, you, I'm confident that for everybody who's listening to this devo, you have given us brothers and sisters to encourage us, and brothers and sisters that we can encourage likewise. God, we thank you for that, and we pray that you would help us to not take that for granted, but to keep trying to go deeper in our relationships. God, may there be just more encouragement that happens, leading to more endurance and leading to more godly wisdom and living. And Lord, may your kingdom just come more and more as we do this together. We praise you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.